It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. Hope everybody else is.
We're great, buddy. What have you got for us?
What a day out there. I'm telling you. I just wanted to give everybody a heads up, if you're free for an hour or so, is it or 30 minutes, whatever you want to do, Saturday morning at the Elkin Municipal Park at the ENA Rail Trail, we're going to do a little bit of trail cleanup. You know, there's several miles of trail out there now, and we get some wash, and sometimes we need to move some granite dust around, that sort of thing. And this Saturday at 8:30, bring some your gloves, some water, a rake, or shovel. If you've got any medium-sized rocks, we'd love to have those. We've got a couple of drainage areas we're going to repair. It'll be a lot of fun. Bring your friends, bring your kids, bring your dog. Bring a snack. Thanks to Adam and McComb at the park for helping line this up, and also Jason Taylor. He's done a great job of getting this work day set up. There's not going to be any major big groups, so it'll all be individuals, so you'll get to meet some folks. We'll be meeting folks the other way, too, but we're not having any big club or anything. We're just having individuals, so we really need some workers this Saturday. Rake and a shovel. And bring a smile, and we'll have a good time and get a lot done. Sort of all depends on volunteers at Elk and Valley Trails. We've got this week we had one work day with Mike Reese, Ben, and soon-to-be Rachel O'Callaghan, Jerry Bird, Sandy Blackley, Will Holthauser, myself, Cynthia Bean, and Mark Fox came out. They're our trail angels. They meet people on the Mountain of Sea Trail coming down off the mountain and help them get gear and get some food, but they were out there with us too. Had a lot of work done, fixed the bumpers on the Isaac's trailhead. We repaired two bridges, and really all got it all done. Did a lot of cleanup, and all of that in about an hour and a half, 2 hours for several people. Like to give a shout out to Caleb Vaughn. He's a Boy Scout going for his Eagle Award, and Riley Lyles, working on his high school senior project. Both of them are working on 35-foot bridges, and we really appreciate that offer from BB&T to help them support their projects. They're going to be putting in two bridges this late spring and fall on sections of the Mountain to Sea Trail, and I think you'll all benefit from it. So if you see Caleb or Riley, give them a pat on the back and thank them, and we hope they have a great project, and offer to give them some help if they need it. All for the good of the community. Everybody's a volunteer. Now, on March the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, the Mountain to Sea Trail is having their annual meeting in Elkin. They'll bring a lot of people here. And one of the things that the Reeves Theater is doing is putting on a big musical thing called on Friday, Saturday night. They have something big every weekend, honestly. If you haven't been to the Reeves, you really need to go. Musicians just love it. But anyway, on that weekend, March 24th, the Honey Island Swamp Band from New Orleans is coming. They brought them especially up because they wanted to make this a real unique event for the Trails Weekend. You don't have to participate in the annual outing, although annual meeting of the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail, but we'd sure love for you to come to that meeting. In order to come to the Honey Island Swamp Band thing, you just need to buy a ticket. And we're real supportive of the Reeves. They've been supportive of us, too. So think about coming out for that. Let's fill up the Reeves that weekend. I want to give a shout-out to Freddie Davis, who's building an RV and campground out on 268 East, right out beyond the Chatham factory. He's already put in about a mile of trail working with the trails. We're really happy with that. And shout-out to Kelvin Settle, who's just given us permission to build trail across Spice Bush Farms, about three-quarters of a mile, headed towards Mitchell River. How was my time? I forgot to.
Got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. Probably the biggest things going on is that on Monday, the Wilkes County Commissioners met and approved a plan that the trails have to build a suspension bridge at Carter Falls. The details are not released yet, and we're still working on a lot of the details, signage, trail work, bridge work, and everything. But we have a absolute great opportunity to build something cool, so you'll be able to walk or ride your bicycle from Elkin out to Carter Falls and really enjoy the falls. And so if you see Eddie Settle, give him a shout-out because he's a big part of making this happen and all his friends on the Wilkes County Board. But he's been, and Derek Goddard's helped, but Eddie's been the man to really help us. Bob Hilliard, Joe Mickey, a bunch of other people helped too, but thanks to Eddie. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Good deal. Thanks, Dr. Bill Blackley, with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. We'll talk next week.
Okay.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.